माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवरधारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन 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 जमुना तेरा वनचारी जमुना तेरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय प्रभुपादा जय प्रभुपादा जय प्रभुपादा जय प्रभुपादा जय प्रभुपादा जय जय गुरुदेव जय गुरुदेव जय गुरुदेव जय गुरुदेव गुरुदेव जय जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज गचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमान शिल भय चरणरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी जगद्गुरु शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन बीवीटी फाउंडर आचार्य हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत गढ़ी वैष्णविंद की जय। श्रीमद भागवतम क्लास की जय। श्री श्री गौणिता राधा श्याम सुंदर कृष्ण बलराम दर्शनार्थी की जय। समवेद वैष्णविंद की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरंग। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद।
केशव प्रभु देयर इज वन स्लाइड शो आल्सो After the Bhagavatam, you have to go back. It says LC and six philosophies. I already opened it on the right side, bottom.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritam. नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। सो टुडे अक्टूबर सेकेंड वेनसडे वी आर सर्विंग श्रीमद् भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो चैप्टर वन टेक्स्ट सेवन विथ श्रील प्रभुपाद पर्पोर्ट एंड beautiful translation. I'm going to read the synonyms first. Jani all that Veda Vidam, scholars of Vedas, Shrestha, senior most, Bhagavan, incarnation of God, Badarayanaha, Vyasdev, Anne, others, Cha, and Munaya, the sages, Suta, O Suta Goswami, Parabara Vidha, amongst the learned scholar, one who is conversant with physical and metaphysical knowledge, Vidhu, one who knows.
Jani Veda Vidam
Shrestha, Bhagavan Badarayanaha, अन्ये च मुनयः सुताः परावरविधो विधुः जानी वेदविदं श्रेष्ठः भगवान् बादरायणः
Anne cha munayo
sruta.
Para bara vidho vidhu. Jani veda vidam shrestha. Bhagavan badarayana. Anne cha munayo
sruta.
Para bara vidho vidhu. Please chant. Jani veda vidam shrestha. Bhagavan badarayana. Anne cha munaya sutta. Para bara vidho vidhu. Jani veda vidam shrestha. Bhagavan badarayana. Anne cha munaya sutta. Para bara vidho vidhu. Jani veda vidam shrestha. Bhagavan badarayana. Anne cha munaya sutta. Para bara vidho vidhu. Jani veda vidam shrestha. Bhagavan badarayana. Anne cha munaya sutta. Para bara vidho vidhu. Jani veda vidam shrestha. Bhagavan badarayana. Anne cha munaya sutta. Para bara vidho vidhu. Thank you. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Being the eldest learned Vedantist, O Suta Goswami, you are acquainted with the knowledge of Vyasdev, who is the incarnation of Godhead. And you also know other sages who are fully versed in all kinds of physical and metaphysical knowledge. Purport. Srimad Bhagavatam is a natural commentation on the Brahma Sutra or the Badarayani Vedanta Sutras. It is called natural because Vyasdev is author of both the Vedanta Sutras and Srimad Bhagavatam, or the essence of all Vedic literature. Besides Vyasdev, there are other sages who are the authors of six different philosophical systems, namely Gautama, Kanara, Kapila, Patanjali, Jaimini, and Ashtavakra. Theism is explained completely in the Vedanta Sutra, whereas in other systems of philosophical speculations, practically no mention is given to the ultimate cause of all causes. One can sit on the Vyasasan only after being conversant in all system of philosophy, so that one can present fully the theistic views of the Bhagavatam in defense of all other systems. Srila Suta Goswami was the proper teacher, and therefore the sages at Naimisharana elevated him to the Vyasasan. Srila Vyasdev is designated herein as the personality of Godhead because he is the authorized, empowered incarnation. Srila Prabhupada ki.
You found the PPT.
Om Ajnanati Mirandhasa Genanjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guru Vena Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamhayam Dadati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschata Deshatarine Vancha Kalpa Taruvescha Kripa Sindhubhayevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Did you find? Yeah, can you make it bigger? Go in the first. This is in the middle.
Hare Krishna. First of all, I like to thank to all of you showing your interest to hear what Srila Prabhupada has said and to serve Bhagavatam. In this Kali Yuga, very rare. In Brihad Bhagavatam, it says that we need to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, but if the loving feeling with the Mahamantra will produce Krishna Prem very quick. And only way to attain this by hearing Bhagavatam while chanting Hare Krishna. So I'm very thankful to all the devotees who are listening online, also listening, attending in the temple. I'm eternally grateful to be around you. If I could serve some word today, you can pray for me. Also, I'm eternally grateful to Srila Prabhupada always, who made this beautiful system called ISKCON, and every center they have a Bhagavatam, whether one audience or 5,000, sometimes 10,000, or only 5 devotees, like in Baltimore I had experience in morning program. But nonetheless, Srila Prabhupada's beautiful system of sadhan bhakti in the morning is beautifully going. Somewhere or other. Those who are fortunate is participating. So I'm eternally grateful to Prabhupada and I'm thanking him again and again. And eternally I want to be indebted to that. Last couple days and today also, it's giving some idea who can sit in the Beshasana. First of all, what is Beshasana? We also heard Nagaraj Prabhu explain nicely that Beshasana, a seat for Vyasdev, who is the authority of all Vedic literature. And anybody follows this parampara, that coming down from Lord to Brahmaji to Narada, then Vyasa, Sukadev, and this Guru Parampara, they are eligible also. So the place they sit. Now you know that past time in Calcutta, Srila Prabhupada was going to sit on a Beshasana and give a speech. That time there was they are Naxalites, but I don't know the English Naxalites. Naxalites is like a tough mafia, you can say. They literally kill people. So they send a telegraph to Prabhupada, you fly or you die. Prabhupada was going to give a class, giving Harikatha in that stadium, but they send a telegraph to Prabhupada. But Prabhupada saw that, and Prabhupada is also from Calcutta, so you can understand. But somehow or other, he exhibited his spiritual position so unique that as if it is not disturbed. Some of the devotees are very concerned. Prabhupada, they literally kill. They say today we'll kill this, and they do. And police trying to protect, but they fail. Prabhupada say, what time is the program? Says in the afternoon. So we'll go. So Prabhupada went there, and as Gargamuni Maharaj and other gave some idea that there will be less people because of this fear of threatening, and there was some less people. And Pishima was there. Prabhupada sat down on the Beshasana. They gave him a garland and he started speaking. Then he noticed at the door, far distance in there, there's some commotion going on. And Pishima was there also with other Matajis and others. So Prabhupada stopped talking and he says, what is going on there? Can you please all come? And they answer, reply him, get down. So Prabhupada stopped and he says, excuse me, what you are trying to say in Bengali? He said, sit down from this Beshasana. So then Prabhupada explained what is Beshasana. I was so thrilled every time I remember of that story. Prabhupada said, this seat is given by my disciple so that I can sit in a place where audience can hear the best and very nicely. So if you think by getting down you will listen better, I will do that. Why are you waiting there? Why don't you come in the front? Some or other mystically, all this gang, they came right in front of Prabhupada. So then Prabhupada asked them again, do you want me to sit down or I can sit here? You will hear better. What? They said, no, you are where you're sitting is okay. So I learned that Beshasana, Prabhupada thinks, is a place where audience can hear the most and better way. Beshasana not necessarily like decoration of a seat or anything, according to Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada also says one has to be conversant in these six philosophies before he sits on the Beshasana. And I'm sure you all are equipped with it. Just to refresh and remind, I made this slide yesterday. Can you go the first, Prabhu? The first one. You know how to go, Madan Mohan Prabhu? The slide. First. Go before. Yes. Two more. Okay. So this is the, we all can read together. One can sit on the Beshasana only after being conversant in all system of philosophy. Gautama, Kanara, Kapila, Patanjali, Jaimini, and Astabhakra. so that one can present fully the theistic views of Bhagavan in defense of all other systems. The next, or you can give me the clicker, I can manage that if it is difficult. It'll be better. Thank you. So in the next, I put this. Why these six philosophy exist? When did it start? Does it still exist? Yes. It's still existing all over the world, including India, including Alachua. But what was the original intention? Intention was to relieve the living entities' suffering condition and to make them happy. Many darshanik means one who sees. Is philosophy to me is not exactly like seer. Darshanik, Sanskrit word, is very fascinating. They see the disease and they see the medicine, then they give the prescription. So they are called darshanik. But it's okay, philosopher is also okay. So those darshanik gave these six philosophy. The next one, first one comes Gautama. Gautama, he came with the idea that there is a one maker. You may call it God, but he is indifferent. He has created this world, but he has left you alone and he has nothing to do anymore, anything. You are by your own in this world. Did you ever feel like this? You are by your own? Sure, as a conditioned soul, they do feel sometimes. And then he gives, be a good logician. If you use logic, then you will be able to control the environment with the power of reasoning. And then you will be happy. And he wrote a book and then he gave. In this Gainesville, there's thousands of them like this. They think, come on, use your intelligence, be reasonable. Come on, think about it, then you can come out of it. We also do it sometime. The next philosopher, because of the time, I'm just going to give you the key point. Kanara, who gave Vaisheshik or atomic theory, he said, look, you are born with a combination of atoms. When you die, all will dissolve. Why you bother with it? Don't waste your time. Just think you are made of atom and you don't need to worry. Everything is made of atom. Is it true? Yes. And not. Both. Because the soul is not made of atom. But the body is made of atom. Everything else is made of atom. That's also true. And then he says, when the body dissolves, nothing will remain. So why lament? Focus that you are made of atom. Then you will eventually get out of it. Then the third philosopher is Kapila, not the Kapil Dev as a Vishnu Tattva. Srila Prabhupada talks about him as a pseudo Kapila. But he, some or other, he takes the name, he calls his mother also same name. He calls his home place is not the same place, but he calls that place is Kapil Dev's birthplace. It's like a some or other he was trying to imitate. That's why Prabhupada called him a pseudo. Some or other. Anyway, he's a philosopher also. And he gives the idea that all the problem in your life is because you are thinking to enjoy. And there are two types of, somebody wants to be enjoyer and somebody wants to be enjoyed. Give up this idea, you will be liberated, you will be fine. Just give up the desire of enjoyment. And believe or not, in America, you have to pay $500 to become desireless. and you sit against the wall. I went one in LA, and they get thousands of people, educated people. They come and you sit against the wall, and there is a teacher has a whip little. He hits you. What is going on with your desire? I'm trying to get rid of. It's based on this philosophy. They exist everywhere. It is not something only in the Bhagavatam or old history. So this is Kapila. He says, just do this and you'll get out of it. The next is Patanjali, which is everywhere too in the world. All the big city, every city has a yoga center. It's all based on him. All the yoga center. You go any yoga center, even in Gainesville, our shopping plaza, where Gopal is the owner of Govind and Sons, he knows there is a big fitness center. It's the biggest thing. And they have a yoga center every day. People go with this mat. You see them walking by. And you ask them, do you know Patanjali? Of course we do. They know Patanjali. But what they do is very interesting. So anyway, Patanjali, now we have to be very careful. We are talking about the principle. We are not talking about the person, because they are great personality. They are disciple of Vyasdev. They are also pure devotee. Some of them are very elevated soul. But without the mercy of Vyasdev, they concocted this philosophy to remove the suffering. That was the biggest thing. But now it is all over the world. So Patanjali says, hey, all this idea of atomic will not work. All this idea of enjoyment or giving up enjoyment will not work, because your mind is the one who is disturbing. So what should you do? Do yoga. If you do yoga, then automatically your mind will be peaceful. You'll be happy. Don't worry about it. The next comes Jaimini. Jaimini, you know, he is the philosopher of Samaveda, but don't look at that angle from here. He is a great disciple of also Vyasdev. He's also a profounder of Karma Yoga. But in this case, Jaimini's philosophy gave, he says, look, you are product of your situation. You are product of your decision. You are not product of your situation. And we also believe this. Bhagavad Gita actually indicates this. Krishna said that. Jaimini says, there may be one who has connected us to this world, but he has nothing to do, almost like Vaisheshika atomic theory. Then he says, but he has got no hold on us any longer. So what should we do? He says, do good karma and stay on the top of your karma pile. If you are born in village, India, think of going to America. If you come to America, think of going to Hawaii. Like this. Always go to better place, better income, better car, better. Come on, it's being honest. Even some devotee thinks like that. We want to be in a nicer place, nicer car, nicer house. This idea of Jaimini is not something new. All over the world, that's all people think. The next philosopher, Prabhupada writes, is Astabhakra. And Astabhakra, I remember Shesha Prabhu many years back, I don't remember, 3-4 years back, he gave a whole class about Astabhakra Muni. You know, you remember? There's so many things to say about Astabhakra Muni. But in this case, it is not applicable. In this case, his application is, he was trying to establish impersonalism is the original cause of everything. Even the eternal form of God is the impersonalism. So he's not a Mayavadi, but he's Brahmavadi. They are not offended, but their conclusion is wrong. There's a big difference between Mayavad and Brahmavad. Both are impersonalists. But one believes that eternal form of God is not there, eternal relationship is not there. All the form of the God is a creation of Saptagun of Maya. That is called Mayavad. There are 7 things we don't accept. We fight. And Prabhupada's 30% of his lecture is all against fighting those. He was so heavy in Chicago temple one time. Keshav Bharati Prabhu that time, his Maharaj now. That time he asked Prabhupada after the class, was this a group of people, Mayavad, like you are angry, Prabhupada, in the class? And Prabhupada looked at him, he said, no, I'm talking about you. He said, yes. Now if you have a Bhagavad, I'm sure you have Bhagavad Gita, you look at in chapter 4, text 10, in the part where Prabhupada writes, we are born with three things, and one of them this, Mayavad conception. Everybody is born. So, Ashtabhakra Muni, he was trying to establish, but some or other he didn't success. Now we are going to go because of the time. Srila Prabhupada put Ashtabhakra Muni as one of the six. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur put it Buddha also, one of those philosophers. Now Prabhupada is genius. You know why? He didn't even say only six. If you look at the purport, in the translation he says, in the purport he says that all philosophical means one has to be conversant to all philosophical understanding. So Prabhupada included Buddha, Christianity, Islamism, everything. We have to be aware. In the purport of Buddhism, in the Madhya Lila chapter 9, Prabhupada writes, this is very complicated, nine principles of Buddhism, but we are preaching movement. Every preacher must know this. I say, oh, okay. We have to know these nine principles of Buddhism. But here, in this case, I'm not discussing too much of Buddhism philosophy. This is in case if you are interested, it's a Madhya Lila chapter 9.49. Prabhupada gives a beautiful purport. It gives the Buddhist philosophy. You know how Buddha made this philosophy? On the argument and logic. He was arguing within himself and he would write the philosophy. Because he rejected Veda, he has to come up with some idea. So he had argued. Tarka pradhan buddha navashastramate tarke khandila prabhu na pare sthapite. This is Mahaprabhu says. Tarka pradhan. Tarka means argument. Buddhist philosophy is based on argument. And if you look at it, it seems like they always promote ahimsa, non-violence, merciful, be merciful, be merciful. And one of the great men, maybe I don't want to say the name because he's very respectful, and he came to offer garland to Prabhupada, so hopefully he becomes a good devotee. He's the number one in Buddhism today. And he was asked, but you are eating the hot dog? He said, I don't kill cow. If they give me, I take. It's not. So the conception of mercy is not defined properly. So next comes, and Buddhism also does not talk about the soul's eternal position. If you have a three principle, you remember, Sat, Chit, Ananda, you can defy all this philosophy, has no common thread with bhakti. Then comes Shankaracharya, and of course they had a purpose why they have come. We are not discussing today in this. But what Shankaracharya gives is very close to our in the first transformation. The Gauriya version of Krishna consciousness has the two transformations. One transformation is wherever you are, it does not matter, take, adopt Krishna consciousness, chant, and you will transcend to the liberated stage. This is, up to this, all the philosophers are more or less is linked. But after liberation, what happened? No talk. Only Hare Krishna philosophy talks. Of course, the Vaishnavas. Vaishnava philosophy give another transformation. What wealth you have, what relationship you have, what a lifestyle you will have after the first transformation. So Shankaracharya, they are very strict. And you can see Prabhupada use his philosophy to make his point. Sometimes Prabhupada says, Shankara says, first you take sannyas, then you try to understand this. I was thinking, why is quoting Shankaracharya? And many times Prabhupada says, Narayana abhyakta. Even Shankaracharya says, Narayana is beyond transcendental. Prabhupada using, because the first transformation, we all agree, there is not really much fight. But after liberation, what happened? Nobody has any clue. between Buddhism and Mayavadism,
they are all required in a one sense.
Mayavadism, Shankaracharya did a great favor to us that he introduced the Veda, he brought back Veda. Buddha rejected Veda from the Brahmana's hand who was exploiting, and Shankaracharya brought the Veda back to the Brahmana class, and then he introduced the Brahman, the word Brahman. These two things, brought back the Veda and Brahman, is the biggest act he did, because whole Vaishnavism based on that Brahman Veda. All the Acharyas based on that, and they started. So somebody asked Shankaracharya, so Buddhism says they don't want to believe in Veda, there's nothing important, but you accepted the Veda, what did you find? He said, Brahman. What is in the Brahman? Nothing. Buddha said nothing also, same thing. You understand the logic? The Shankaracharya is like a tricked the atheistic, demoniac mentality people, separated from innocent public. It was necessary. That's why Krishna created those philosophy to come, to divert those who are not good contamination, those who are heavily contaminated by the modes. They have a demoniac mentality. They should not enter into Krishna consciousness. They should be diverted to stay little far. Of course, Prabhupada is very merciful. One day in the car, while he was riding, his reception at the airport, he says, even some Mayavadis are now coming to Krishna consciousness. I was like, wow, Mayavadis are coming. He must be seeing some of his disciples there. I don't know who was there. He says, some Mayavadis are coming to Krishna consciousness. So that was Prabhupada's extreme mercy that he is delivering. But Krishna made whole philosophy, all this coming to a point where Krishna consciousness, pure Krishna consciousness, can be established. So the next, where polymorphic monotheism established, and all four Vaishnava Sampradaya, they believe, they have a common thread, including us. What's the common thread? That we are eternal, Krishna is eternal, or Vishnu is eternal, we have an eternal relationship, and to approach God, we need bhakti. And Krishna is impartial, means anybody can approach God, but you need bhakti to approach. Bhakti has to come from bhakti through a bhakta. So that's the common base all the four sampradaya has. What the different distinction, that polymorphic monotheism does not glorify the position of Srimati Radharani. Or the Srila Prabhupada, many times in the lecture you will hear, I can still hear, like, because I heard those lectures so many times. Prabhupada said, we accept absolute truth with potency. We do not accept absolute truth without potency. No Acharya gave as much until Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to clarify that do not approach God without his potency. That's why it is higher polymorphic by monotheism, which Mahaprabhu came to give. In a shorter version, Mahaprabhu came to give unlimited things, but four things are very distinctly spoken by Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur loved three personality most, and he wrote three glorious books. He loved Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so even Prabhupada loves that book. So many sloka he quotes, Prabhupada quotes this. And he also loves Radharani, so he wrote another book, Radharasa Sudhanidhi, Chaitanya Chandramritam. And he loves Vrindavan, and he wrote Vrindavan Mahimamritam. These three books is like a most important. In that book, these four things established by Mahaprabhu, which was never given before. First is Harinam Sankirtan. Holy name was there in the Veda, that is true. But what's the difference? The difference is the holy name was never endowed with love of Godhead. That's why Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, after he became a Vaishnava from Mayavadi, he asked Mahaprabhu that about this glory of Sankirtan. Then Mahaprabhu gave the secret which he revealed to Pratap Rudra. When he came back from South India, he said, who is this Bengali sannyasi? I heard Hare Krishna Mahamantra before he came, but he has done something very, even when I think about my hair stands, it's something not I never heard. And then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says, Chaitanya Srishti e Prema Sankirtan. This is not only chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This is a Prema Sankirtan. It's new creation of Lord Chaitanya. Before that Prema Sankirtan was not there. Holy name was there, but it was not endowed with Prema. It is creation of Mahaprabhu. This is first. So much glory. I'm just going to go quick. And then the glory of Vrindavan, the concept of Vrindavan, it is unbelievable. What six Goswami, I'm just going to go jump, let's see. This is one of the verses where Mahaprabhu emphasized that why he accepted Bhagavatam as the authority amongst all Purana and Veda. This is the verse you will not find any Shastra or anywhere. It is, even I spoke to Gauriya Sannyasi Sam, I said, Maharaj, this verse Prabhupada quotes so much. He said, I know. This is actually Narottam Das Thakur, Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. Actually, not anybody knew this secret. Prabhupada quote this verse almost like every few lecture you hear, you will hear this verse, part of this verse. This is a verse, it is not Purana or Veda or anywhere. It is, sometimes Prabhupada said, Lord Chaitanya's opinion is Aradha Bhagavan. I'm thinking, Lord Chaitanya made this? Who composed this? So Pundarik Vidyanidhi Prabhu said, we found it. It's composed by Srinath Chakravarti, but Prabhupada sometimes said, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said, because Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, where he comes from, is a disciple of him. So this verse actually is the foundation of Bhagavatam, how to see Bhagavatam. There is two things in this verse. Can we all recite together? This is so sweet. You will hear in Prabhupada's lecture, this verse he quotes. He doesn't quote sometimes all the verse, he quotes part of the verse to make a point. Aradha Bhagavan Brajeshatanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramma Kachidupasana Brajabadu Bargenaya Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Mamalam Prema Kumarto Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatradharayana Paraha. Translation together. The Supreme Personality of God, Son of Nanda Maharaj.
The most pleasing form of worship of the Lord is that which is performed by the gopis of Vrindavan. Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless authority on everything. And pure love of God, the ultimate goal of life for all men. This statement, for which we highest regard the opinion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is a beautiful verse. So, because of the time, you see, Vyasdev, I'm just thinking of the time. Because last few days we are discussing about, I'm just going to give a little synopsis. I was researching a little bit. The Bhagavatam that we follow, it is the Bhagavatam spoken by Suta Goswami to Shaunaka Rishi. That is re-spoken by Vyasdev, and Ganeshji wrote it. So sometimes it says Vyasdev spoke, sometimes it says Suta Goswami spoke, sometimes it says Sukhdev Goswami spoke. That is all correct, because Suta Goswami included Sukhdev Goswami, included Brahmaji's hearing the first Bhagavatam from the Krishna in the 2.9.33, all these verses is the first Bhagavatam. Second Bhagavatam spoken by Brahmaji to Narada.
about this four question answer of spiritual energy and material energy. God has spiritual form, yet there is a universal form, is also God. How to understand all these four question answer is the second Bhagavatam. I'm just giving you like a very short, like a keynote. Third Bhagavatam spoken about the 10 subject matter. Atra sarga visarga cha. Second canto, last 10 chapter, you'll see those verses there. The 10 subject matter spoken by Narad Muni to Vyasdev. And we also follow. We follow all this. And then the last one, the Vyasdev to Sukhdev Goswami, is spoken after the samadhi, what he saw. When he saw the Sukhdev Goswami was impregnated, according to Prabhupada, he used that word, impregnated with the spiritual potency. What is the spiritual potency, Prabhupada writes? The relationship, cognition and pleasure potency. These two potency made Sukhdev Goswami impregnated from Vyasdev. He found a relationship. He found that relationship will give a personal relation with the Lord, because it is eternally in a default position. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I'm going to show you two more, the Sukhdev Goswami, these are the key points that Sukhdev Goswami, two things was not there in Vyasdev. He gave this more than Vyasdev gave in his, this is Prabhupada's own opinion. It's very beautiful. Because in the audience of Sukhdev Goswami, guess who was there? Narad Muni, Vyasdev, they were surprised. Wow, we thought it was only for the liberated soul. But the way Sukhdev Goswami spoke, anybody can be attracted to Bhagavatam. We never thought that. And Prabhupada gave such a beautiful paragraph and sentence. It's really mind-boggling. You can like meditate whole day. Then Suta Goswami gave very, very fascinating. The Krishna's position as an eminent lover, eternally he is a lovable person. It is the goal of everybody should shoot for, become Krishna conscious, was very profound, and also glory of Bhagavatam. Then come to these two things from that verse. One is, this is my opinion, that I found in that verse that Prabhupada quote the most. Krishna's, or in Bhagavatam, if the Bhagavatam reciter does not see that love trumps everywhere, everything in Bhagavatam, then he's missing the biggest point. And the second point is, Gopi's love is the highest form of love ever known to this world. And Bhagavatam proves it. These two points are the key point, according to Prabhupada. So many times, Prabhupada quote that verse. So, because of the time, but at least some aspect, this is the last one, the Guru Parampara, and how Prabhupada loved Bhagavatam, the picture shows. Just to make this point, in Bhagavatam, Sukhdev Goswami very nicely gave a reference. First theory of the philosophy is the logic, reasoning. In 47 chapter 10th canto, Uddhava was watching how Radharani is giving a logic and reasoning. We also use, but it is drawing pleasure. How? Uddhava came to tell them that Krishna is everywhere, he is in your heart as a super soul. And he is, instead of even before asking the question, Radharani is also already answering. It's called Bhramar Git in 47 chapter. He said, Krishna is not super soul. Uddhava was shocked listening. He said, if he is super soul, he knows how much I love. He could not stay in my heart, he would come out. So it's a kind of a reasoning, you know, logic. Then he said, no, he is a super soul. Super soul is indifferent. It does not have a feeling. So go figure it out. This, all these six philosophy is actually intertwined in this Bhagavatam, but giving the highlight of nourishment to the heart. Like atomic theory, the second, the Vaisheshik, Kanara atomic theory. He said, Radharani is expressing, every atom of my body cell wants to serve and please him. This is the ultimate goal of atomic theory. This is what our Acharya gives. Any philosophy you find anywhere, it has an origin in Bhagavatam. But Bhagavatam promotes that you will find, like Astabhakra Muni mentioned, Prabhupada mentioned, Astabhakra Muni, Durvasa, he's also Brahmavadi. Durvasa, when he saw how Lord loves his devotee Ambarish so much that he even gave the power of attorney to possess the or utility of Sudarshan Chakra to Ambarish. Means the Lord could not protect him from Sudarshan. He has to come back to Ambarish. He started crying. And he says, Jan Matra Suti Matrena Puman Bhavati Nirmala Tasya Tirtha Pada Kimba Dasanam Avashishyate. What a glorious position, Dasa. You are servant. It's unbelievable. Servant of God is the glorious position. I thought, I am a sannyasi, Brahman, you are a kshatriya, lower, grihastha. But you actually proved the love you have for the Lord is higher than all my position. So if you look at from every angle, that even Brahmavadi, they found the highest. Of course, one Acharya, Sanatana Goswami Pad says, after this, Durvasa went to Brahmavadi's place and he delivered 10,000 of Brahmavadis just by narrating Krishna's lovable position because he got affected. So like this, that every philosophy conclude with this, the love trumps everything. And Bhagavatam promote this. Bhagavatam shows that our goal is love of Godhead, and Bhagavatam will give us love of Godhead. While we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we should also hear. And Prabhupada says, our head, I'm trying to, maybe I'll paraphrase, but I understood. Our head has to convince our heart to place in chanting. So we have to hear Bhagavatam, then our heart will be with chanting. Then it will be pure chanting. So Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Pramanande Hari. I have a 1-2 minutes if anybody has any comment, question, correction. Yes, Prabhu.
You presented these various philosophies with some dates, but I assume that chronology is not accurate.
I have the dates in details, but
you're presenting them as different evolutionary process of different philosophies.
Correct. Very good.
As if they're coming down.
Very good.
Time.
No, this is very good point.
Some of the dates are conflicting. Like
that is true.
Time precedes everything in a way, but it's also in the middle of everything.
That is very true. But to answer that is a very nice question, Prabhu. Thank you.
And then?
That when you look at this, Gautama is the first philosophy. The philosophy existed before Gautama. He gave the first philosophy, came as the logic. Then came atomic theory. Then came Purusha Prakriti, Sankhya philosophy. Then came the Patanjali, controlling the mind. Then came the Jaimini, Karma Mimamsa. There is actually, because in their philosophy, when they promote or establish their theory, they defy the other one. So from that angle, I put this. You follow? They say, that guy said this, but this doesn't work. The reason and logic is not good enough. You are made of atoms. So atomic theory, he promoted atomic theory by putting the other person down. Just like modern scientists, they do. But in Krishna consciousness, we glorify the other acharyas. So those philosophy are chronological in that sense. Make sense? Even the karma philosophy he established, Jaimini, he says, mind control, you cannot do it. Just do best karma and you enjoy. Don't worry about it. So he knew Patanjali's philosophy, he tried to smash him. So he came after that. So from that angle, you can see. This is
what.
Yes, Madam.
Hare Krishna. I was noticing how every one of those philosophies is included in Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
And there's different statements like, one statement that came to mind with the first one, the logic fellow, is Ancha 8:15, which is right before 16, the one that we always quote. It says, if you are indeed interested in logic and argument, kindly apply it to the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you do so, you will find it strikingly wonderful. So that's the statement to assist with people that are stuck on that one. So you're inclined, because even with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, when they were, his disciples were, and Sarvabhauma were trying to question, how can
he be God?
How can Lord Chaitanya be God?
Yes.
And then they went through, they had logic, so everything can be used.
Thank you. Actually, Mahaprabhu is the best logician in the world. Mahaprabhu's time was Mahaprabhu himself. And he's one of his best friends, he's a classmate, his name is Raghunath. So one time he told Nimai, I wrote a book on logic and reasoning, but I don't want to talk to you everywhere. I want to talk to you in a private place. Can you go on a boat ride? So Nimai and this Raghunath, he went on a boat ride. So they say, so Nimai, Pandit says, okay, you start. He said, no, you start. He says, well, you wrote the book. I don't have the book. He said, but your memory is more than the book. So whole idea of Raghunath had that he wanted to establish that he is the best logician in Nimai's time. So Nimai said, no, you speak. No, you speak. At one point, Raghunath says, I do not want to show the book. I want to hear from you, and then I will present my book. His idea was that whatever Nimai will run out of his logic and reasoning, then he will present, then Nimai will say, wow, this is the best. But in the halfway, Nimai started speaking about this logic and reasoning. You know, Prabhupada called this pattanayak, means the cotton to a thread to a cloth. You know, they have like so many cause and effect on the reason and logic. And after halfway he finished, Raghunath started crying. And Nimai says, I'm sorry, did I say something? That he said, my book is useless. You are like two genius. I can never defeat you. I wanted to defeat you. That was my entire goal of life. I want to defeat Nimai. Now I see that I can never defeat. I'm useless. So he's crying. Mahaprabhu says, do you know what happened? After this discussion, I will have no more logic in Navadvip in my entire life. You are the last person. This logic ends with this. You can go with your book. You don't have to read if you don't feel. So Mahaprabhu was so kind, and he gave up the logic on that day, and no more. And he started shooting for bhakti. That was very nice. Thank you. Anything from Mataji said? Yes, ma'am. They are in the Bhagavatam. When Vyasdev saw these six philosophers, they are all his people too. You know, his disciples, some are Jaimini, like Patanjali. So he sent them to find out the solution on their own. So they wrote this. So then he saw their weakness and the strength. So he took the strength and the weakness of each philosophy and intervened in the Bhagavatam. So Bhagavatam actually the conclusion, answer of all those philosophies.
So these came before the Bhagavatam.
Yes.
And Mayavad is under Buddhism, if you had to categorize it under one?
According to that verse in Madhulila chapter 9, you can look at later on, Mayavadam asat shastram prachanna buddha uchyate. Mayeva bhita devi kalo brahmana murtina. So here the Shankara, Mahaprabhu is speaking, but he is saying that Shankaracharya said, and this verse is there in Padma Purana. He says, oh Devi, Lord Shiva is speaking to his wife, that in Kali Yuga I'll come in the disguised form of a Mayavad,
right,
and take the form of a, you read that sloka?
Yes, I'm familiar with it.
But in that sloka it says, but I will preach Buddhism.
Covered Buddhism.
Yeah.
So it would fall under that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But they don't know. We know. The Vaishnava knows, but they don't know.
Right. Mm-hmm. So then the Bhagavatam was written after all of these, but then it was lost somehow, because then we have sort of our modern history and, like, you know, the Western traditions coming from, you know, all those philosophers, like the ancient Greeks. So they were not familiar. Bhagavatam was like lost at that time, because that was like 2,000 years ago or something. And Bhagavatam was like 5,000 years ago. So it was lost. And then somehow, like the Western tradition, for example, they picked up on some of these philosophies.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So these philosophies actually always existed in the material world. And some philosophers, they see the suffering and they see that idea, then they pick. If you look at Plato, Aristotle, I mean, Prabhupada was very aware of it, as you mentioned the Western philosophy. When Hayagriva Prabhu mentioned that Aristotle says we are spirit, but spirit is not visible without the matter. Spirit is always with the matter. Prabhupada said that's not Vaishnavism. But unfortunately, according to Dhruta Karma Prabhu, the Catholic society accepted that. But then when Hayagriva Prabhu said that Plato says the spirit and matter always exist here, but spirit can exist without matter, Prabhupada said that is Vaishnavism. So Western, some other, they picked up. So, and we recognize, Prabhupada recognized that. So that's true, what you say. Another angle also to look at it, Vyasdev was existing, he's still existing. So Bhagavatam is there with him. Madhvacharya is the one who came, brought it in, and started again with the commentary and others. And we follow from that. Is that answers?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So everything's like unified.
Yes, yes. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, more serious devotees, more scripture will be manifesting. So we are eternally indebted to Prabhupada. Right now, Bhagavatam is like every city, online, everywhere, by the mercy of Prabhupada. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Pancha kalpa turga shikita asana.